There's an old Spanish saying that, loosely translated, goes something like, "Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are." While we could certainly shy away from unfairly prejudging people in a negative light, this assessment certainly holds true in the positive for many of the shining lights of music history. The company they kept made for important connections, inspirational encounters, and fruitful collaborations. So let me introduce you to an intriguing personality who was the queen of connections and for whom the company of various well-known Austrian composers, as well as an influential Italian author and librettist, were significant connections indeed. And who would have guessed that at the center of it all was her family's boarding house? Join me, Vlad Smrzkevich, as we make a visit to 18th century Vienna to get to know Marianne Martinez, composer, singer, and keyboardist whose musical connections revealed how much she truly contributed to the cultural and artistic landscape of her time and place. Born on May 4, 1744 in Vienna, Marianne Martinez, baptized Anna Caterina, but also known as Marianna von Martinez, was the daughter of Niccolo, son of a Spanish soldier who had settled in the Italian city of Naples. Niccolo Martinez grew up in Naples, but with a career change, moved to Vienna and served as the maestro di camera, or master of ceremonies, at the papal nuncio, essentially the Pope's embassy in the Austrian imperial capital. Young Marianne was somewhat of a musically prodigious talent, but her family's residence in the Altes Michaeler House, a prominent building on Vienna's Michaeler Platz, also played a pivotal role in her musical development. It was here that she was noticed by one of her family's neighbors, the esteemed poet and librettist Pietro Antonio Domenico Bonaventura Trapassi, also known as Pietro Metastasio. Metastasio was the poet laureate to the Holy Roman Emperor in Vienna, and he became a lifelong mentor to Marianne, ensuring that she had access to the finest education in Italian, French, German, and English, as well as tuition in music performance and composition. For the musical training, Metastasio called upon his friends Niccolò Porpora and Giuseppe Bonno, and also employed for her keyboard lessons a struggling composer who happened to be a lodger in the Martinez family's attic, a young, then little-known fellow named Franz Joseph Haydn. From the third movement of the Sonata for Keyboard in A Major, Tempo di Minuetto, that was the music of Marianne Martinez played by Nicoleta Paraschivescu. Marianne displayed an exceptional musical talent from a young age. In addition to her keyboard lessons with Haydn commencing at age 7, she began vocal lessons with Porpora at around 10 years of age, with upstairs neighbor Haydn very conveniently accompanying her voice lessons. Metastasio took note of Marianne's developing music talents and arranged for the teenager to begin studies in composition with Johann Adolf Hasse and also with Giuseppe Bonno, then the imperial court composer. And these court connections were also to prove beneficial, for it appears that the young Marianne was good enough to perform before the imperial court, where she, quote, attracted attention with her beautiful voice and her keyboard playing, end quote. According to Martinez's biographers Helene Vesely and Irving Gott, the number of works that Martinez composed which are set for solo voice might indicate that the first singer of these works was their composer. These songs and arias, according to Vesely, show a predilection for coloratura passages, leaps over wide intervals, and trills indicating that she herself must have been an excellent singer. From the cantata Il Primo Amore, performed there by La Floridiana, once again with Nicoletta Paraschivescu directing from the keyboard, Bella Fiamma del Mio Core, a beautiful aria which we have just heard, sung there by Nuria Rial, who demonstrated the beautiful coloratura passages which were part of the trademark of Martinez's own vocal writing, and perhaps her own singing. By the start of the decade of the 1760s, Martinez already had written two masses as well as a few smaller sacred works, and Metastasio sent some of her compositions to Padre Giovanni Battista Martini, Mozart's teacher and one of the most prominent composition teachers of the day. When Martini responded with praise, Martinez's reach began to expand beyond Vienna. Marianne continued writing, and her third mass, written in 1761, was a massive 150-page undertaking for soloists, chorus, and a large orchestra. However, musical trends were changing, and after Emperor Joseph II assumed the throne in 1765, he mandated a simpler style of church music and imposed further restrictions on women singing in the church. From that point forward, Marianne wrote large religious compositions only for special occasions, and instead continued to compose smaller motets and cantatas. However, some of her finest works remain her vocal sacred works for diverse forces. These included her settings of the Psalms 110 and 151, as well as her Dixit Dominus in the form of a grand motet. From Marianne Martinez's Dixit Dominus, performed there by the Salzburger Hofmusik under the direction of Wolfgang Brunner. Martinez's sacred works were notable, and her Dixit Dominus is additionally so in that it was composed for the rather important event of Marianne's induction into the prestigious Accademia Filarmonica di Bologna in 1773, where she became the first woman inductee into this institution. It's around this time that music chronicler Charles Burney visited Vienna, and he was duly impressed with meeting Marianne, He was quoted as saying, "Her performance indeed surpassed all that I had been made to expect. She sang two arias of her own composition to words of Metastasio, which she accompanied on the harpsichord. And in playing the ritornelles, I could discover a very brilliant finger." After these two songs, she played a very difficult lesson of her own composition on the harpsichord with great rapidity and precision. Marianna's abilities on the keyboard were also noted by another player on the Viennese musical scene, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. A frequent visitor to the Martinez home, Mozart would have known Marianna as both composer and performer. The two prodigies were apparently well acquainted and may have often performed together. It's possible that Mozart may have written his Piano Concerto No. 5 for Martinez to perform. Marianna herself composed various keyboard sonatas and concertos for keyboard and orchestra. And biographer Diana Ambash wrote of Martinez's keyboard concertos that, quote, "the sudden plunge into harmonically unexpected worlds dispels any expectation of polite early classical decorum. Her keyboard writing is reminiscent of Haydn in athletic mode," end quote. The Allegro third movement of the Concerto for Keyboard in G Major of Marianna Martinez, played there by Nicoleta Paraschivescu of La Floridiana. Martinez's keyboard music may not have been the only of her compositions to inspire Mozart. Her sacred vocal works include several secular cantatas, two oratorios to Italian text, four masses, six motets, and three litanies for choir. It's thought that her Mass No. 1 in D Major, from 1760, from when she was just 16, includes in the setting of the Christe some music very similar to the 1768 Mass, KV 139, by the young Wolfgang. And it's thought it very well may have influenced it. Many of these Masses and sacred works were premiered in the Michaeler Kirche, right next door to the Martinez's home, and which acted as the de facto imperial chapel. Marianna also composed a symphony in C major, dated 1770, the only classical period symphony attributed to a woman. Here's the opening of that symphony, played by the Salzburger Hofmusik under Wolfgang Brunner. In 1782, Marianna's friend and mentor, Metastasio, died, and in his will he left his books, music, and a harpsichord to her, as well as an annual income for her and her sister, Antonia. With these resources, Marianna opened a music academy in her home, which was also the site of a regular musical soiree throughout the 1780s and a place where fortuitous meetings might happen and where important connections were made. Marianna's life as a composer was certainly unique in that her professional compositional activity was unconnected with any formal employment, such as giving concerts or selling music to publishers or patrons. Neither did she seek out a post such as Kapellmeister, or rather Kapellmeisterin, or music director in a noble household, inconceivable perhaps for a woman in her time, but it appeared perfectly normal for her contemporaries Haydn and Mozart. Even so, Marianna Martinez was able to count over 150 works to her name by the end of her life. Her family's position and affluence certainly aided her privileged position, and the socio-political atmosphere of Vienna during her upbringing, with its rich cultural milieu fostered by the Habsburg court, no doubt provided her with opportunities to flourish as an artist. This confluence of good fortune helped work against the societal forces so prevalent in her time, which kept female composers several rungs below the ladder of success compared to their male counterparts. However, although she was a remarkable composer whose contributions to the musical heritage of Vienna were significant and noted during her lifetime, Martinez ended up overshadowed by her male contemporaries and by history after her death. Only now, over two centuries later, have her musical voice and compositional style come into greater focus. We'll close with a return to Martinez's beautiful setting of the Psalms, performed by the Salzburger Hofmusik under Wolfgang Brunner, with tenor Virgil Hartinger and the Psalterion, or 18th century hammer dulcimer, played by Heidelora Schauer. A così indegna centi, an aria from Martinez's setting of Psalm 151.
You're listening to RTE Lyric Live.